When I was a schoolboy, China was to us, as it were, at the other end of the world. At most, we had seen the odd picture on a teacup or vase, so that we imagined a country of stiff little men with long plaits down their backs, and artful gardens full of humpbacked bridges and little turrets hung with tinkling bells. Of course, there never was such a fairyland, although it is true that for more than 200 years, until 1912, Chinese men were made to wear their hair plaited in a pigtail, and that we first learnt about them through delicate objects of porcelain and ivory made by skilled craftsmen. From their palace in the capital, emperors had ruled over China for more than 1,000 years. The fabled emperors of China, who called themselves the Son of Heaven, just as the Egyptian pharaoh called himself Son of the Sun.